Total Recall by Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he says my unbelievable life. You know, that's kind of the subtitle of this book. If there's ever been a human in modern time that got what they wanted as consistently and as precisely, it has to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he was a little boy. He decided he wanted to move to California when he was older. I read somewhere that he said he wanted to marry a Kennedy. He wanted to be the strongest man in the world or the top bodybuilder in the world. He wanted to be a millionaire before he was 30. He wanted to be the most popular actor or the best known actor in the world. He wanted to be the highest paid actor. He wanted to be the most powerful position he could legally have in the United States. And he accomplished each and every one of them. And on your quest to get what you want, you need to have examples of people who, although he made some mistakes in life, he had that later scandal or whatever, people make a big deal of it. You know, he had a kid or with his maid, and I'm not excusing it, or I'm just saying, to me, humans are fallible. And like Jesus Christ said, to him who is without sin, throw the first stone. I don't care that Arnold Schwarzenegger was a fallible human. What I want to focus on in this book is all the things he did that I can hopefully have 1/10 of the success of this man. You know, there's great stories in there too. You got to pay attention as you're reading this autobiography where he talks about how his father made him do push-ups to earn breakfast as 5 or 6-year-old kid, and how it was rewiring, how his brain worked. And you'll see, and really pay attention. I thought the first half of the book was better than the second half. So really, I mean, the second half was fine, but I'm not as interested in politics, but the first half is absolutely fine. Amazing, fascinating how he said, I wanted to be the number one. You know, well, one thing, he wanted to be a millionaire before he was 30, and he did it through learning real estate. And notice how he learned. He went out and learned from the best. Notice the philosophy in this book that I talk about called reps and sets, where there's this notion that you can get what you want by biohacking and by, you know, just kind of creating all these efficient ways to do shortcuts. But at the end of the day, like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, it's whoever does more reps and more sets, just like bodybuilding. So you're going to get the straight truth from somebody who actually did it. He got what he wanted. And you may not care about bodybuilding or being a movie star, but the principles hold. And there's no, but, and you know, people say, oh, these celebrities aren't important to learn from. They just got lucky. No. My experience is completely opposite. The reason they are celebrities is because they're able to differentiate themselves from the masses of 7 billion humans that are alive on this planet. That means if you can do that, you must have something out of the ordinary. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was out of the ordinary in all ways, whether it be physical, whether it be in mindset. I read a thing where a guy or a buddy of mine met Tom Cruise and said it's the same thing. They have this mindset that whatever they put their mind to, they can do. And we know, like Dr. Ian Robertson talks about in this Science of Success book, how people who succeed often and from a young age and consistently actually become more successful. Be careful with your mistakes. Some mistakes are okay. And we do only learn by mistakes, but try to learn from the mistakes of others. It's a heck of a lot easier. And we understand now from a neurological standpoint that the hardwiring of your brain, when you succeed, you create receptors, dopamine, testosterone receptors, other receptors. I'm not sure we fully understand, but the point being, your brain rewires itself to expect success. So that's what this book is about for me. And it's definitely worth reading. It's one of the most important autobiographies I've read in terms of building courage, but specifically on the subject of how to get what you want. And like I talked about in my TED talk, everybody wants, but not everybody gets. You don't want to be a wanter. You want to be a getter. So Arnold Schwarzenegger to me is one of the great getters of our time. So put this book, I love the hard cop, I don't always get hard covers, but this one, for some reason, I like the hard cover, but get what you can afford. If you can only afford used, get it used. So check it out. Buy it immediately. It's that good. Thanks.